Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, there seems to be a little Pakistan.
Ocean Parkway is being loaded, basically, with people from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan.
Outside of Ecuador, Queens is the largest population of Ecuadorians.
Right next to Yankee Stadium. It's definitely turning into Little Senegal and, more generally, Little West Africa.
I call Stanway Little Egypt.
In the Bronx, up by Pelham Parkway, a lot of Albanians. It should probably be Little Albania.
Voices from our new Littlest Project. As you may remember, we spent all last month talking about the ethnic neighborhoods in New York that you may or may not know about. Little Italy and Chinatown were named almost a century ago, so we figured it was time to update the list with the new Littles. We spoke with representatives from Little Liberia in Staten Island, Little Guyana in Queens, and all sorts of other neighborhoods. And we got dozens of nominations from you on our comments page. Then we posted the full list on our site and asked artists and illustrators to interpret them through maps. We put out the call for artists, sat back and waited a couple of weeks, not knowing what we would receive, and wow, we got over a dozen amazing responses from artists and illustrators all over the world, and now you all can see a slideshow of them right on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you'll see the new Littles slideshow. There are watercolors, maps, collages, even a quilt at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you'll see links as well to the artists' websites, and in some cases a link to buy some of their artwork. That choice is, of course, yours. Now we wish we could give you a chance to meet all of the amazing artists involved, but that would take hours. We do have a few with us now, though. Emily Fisher of Haptic Labs, welcome to WNYC, and thanks for participating in the project.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for asking me to participate.
And your map is the first one in the slideshow that we have, and this is the quilt that I mentioned. How in the world did you decide to turn a neighborhood map of New York City into a quilt?
Well, I've been making quilted maps for a couple years, and I actually started making them around the same time that my mom started losing her eyesight from complications of glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
So the map was actually meant to be more of like a tactile wayfinding tool that someone who is visually impaired would use, but I've kind of found that the quilts are more go-to newborn and wedding gifts presents. So they really are heirlooms, and they kind of create a sort of personal narrative
of a family
in a neighborhood.
So I'm looking at a slide of what looks like a New York City map with these new Littles neighborhoods identified. You have a physical quilt?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That is amazing. Can you describe it a little bit for anybody who can't go online and see the slide of it?
Yeah, of course. It represents a good chunk of Queens, and what I've done is I've embroidered all the national borders to represent the different ethnic communities sort of represented in your map. And then along with those sort of borders is the kind of food that I would readily associate with that ethnic group.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems like kind of an obvious interpretation, but cuisine is kind of the expression of cultural, and Queens is like the UN of food. So.
Indeed. So listeners, if you want to go to see Emily Fisher's food picks for different parts of Queens, as well as the slide of her map quilt or quilted map of new ethnic neighborhoods in New York City, it's the first slide at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for the new Littles maps. Thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah, thanks again, Brian.
Really, really, really great, and I hope we can display that quilt on premises sometime. And let's meet another artist now, Abby Zuidema, working on a very different medium, watercolor. Abby, maybe you should say your last name.
It's Zuidema.
Zuidema, forgive me. Welcome,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
It's okay. You're the practice. You're the practice part.
I'm practicing. I gather you were already doing a whole series of map paintings when someone told you about the new Littles project.
A good friend of mine, Ralph, actually, thank you, Ralph, called me and said, you have to do this project. I was tidying up my house, and I thought of you immediately because I've been doing these maps for about 8 months now. I'm a watercolor painter, and I've been living in New York for 13 years and painting since I graduated from RISD. So this was just a natural evolution of things I love: places, adventures, colors, food. I love food. So the food part really...
Everybody really loves food.
I know. It's an amazing connector. It's an amazing connector.
And listeners, yeah, if you're on the slideshow, this is slide number 2, where the biggest word on this painting seems to be Thailand.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I felt like it was really important to pay homage to where this community came from, so we can better understand the influences of the cuisine and of the place. You know, New York's a hard place, so you gotta give a nod to where they came from, and I don't know, the challenges that you face when you establish yourself in New York City. So I wanted to...
So this is the new Little Thailand in...
This is the new Little Thailand.
Elmhurst, Queens.
Yes, in Elmhurst, Queens. But I just wanted everyone to know where it was coming from. So you have the map of Thailand and the capital there, and then you also have the national album, you know what I mean, emblem is what I'm trying to say, on the left-hand side. And then you have...
I can't say Zaitama, you can't say emblem.
Yeah, exactly.
We're even.
And then you also have the restaurants and the places of interest that I've found. Just 4 of them, because there are so many cool things to discover there. I just wanted to keep it really basic so that you could look at this map and say, I'm going to go on an adventure and go to Elmhurst and have these spots to be destinations, but then find things along the way. And there is also, if you turn the map, there's all sorts of delicious things to eat there. Restaurant items. So if you go, you can take this with you and find inspiration, which is always nice, because you get there and you have a huge menu and you don't know what to get. So you have an example of delicious things to have.
So listeners, you could actually print this out from our site and go to Elmhurst with it. And we thank Abby Zaitama for sharing your watercolor with us and your time and everything. So it's really beautiful.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you so much.
This is really exciting. Thanks so much.
And for me. And finally, please welcome John Hartman, partner at Freecell, a design company based here in New York. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian, and thanks for having me on.
And why don't you just go ahead and describe your contribution to the New Littles Mapping Project.
I mean, we were really interested in looking at this architectural amalgam that begins to happen with all of these new cultures that come in. So as Emily mentioned and Abby spoke about food being something that changes, and I think also dress as being very immediate, I think that the slower and the kind of the longer process might be signage and interior stores. So suddenly that a Brighton Beach bakery might have a moment of St. Basil's Cathedral, or you have this interesting idea that, you know, the Santo Domingo, the competition entry for Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic might begin to have this kind of a latent relationship in the Bronx, where the new Dominican neighborhoods are beginning to come up.
And not just in Washington Heights anymore, in Inwood. You map the locations of 24 ethnic groups. You depicted each ethnic neighborhood with its respective vernacular or contemporary architecture found in the home country. The buildings are color-coded and labeled with flags that can be read and identified in the key at the top of the map, just putting some more meat on the bones of why people are really going to want to see this. How much research did you have to do in order to get that granular about it, to pick the buildings? I mean, it's not like El Salvador or Hungary have buildings that are recognized around the world, like the Eiffel Tower or something.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, what's interesting, I mean, we all studied architecture, and a really important person and part of the team was a recent RISD graduate named Jackie Lavin, who's actually from Queens. And, you know, it's using our memory of architectural history and doing the research and combining what you guys provided on your website and then beginning to, you know, to look into what are the icons and what people begin to perceive. And then there's moments in Flushing where you're mixing in like this impacted, you know, interrelationship between the Greek culture, the Italian, the Korean, and the Chinese cultures, so that you have this kind of new type of building, which when you go to Flushing and you wander around the streets, you begin to feel like, oh, if you there's a, if you walk down the street in the north direction, is different from the south. And I think that's what we're so interested in, the kind of the spatial reading of the city.
You wrote us that entwining conditions pop up in and around the city as the Great Wall runs through the Greek islands and around a bit of German modernism, which is an amazing description for Queens. And we leave it there with John Hartman, partner at the design company Freecell. John, it's great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Brian.
And we've only talked to the artists of the first three of 18 new Littles maps that we have displayed. We display every submission in this slideshow. And listeners, if you have access to a computer, you're going to love this. So check it out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.